It can be difficult to make it as an artist in Washington, and it can be even harder when you're also the mother of young children. As WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac tells us, an arts group in D.C. is trying out a new way to support artists who are also raising kids.
The white walls of the Washington Project for the Arts in Shaw are covered with crayon, paint, and little fingerprints. I'm getting a tour of the space from artist Amy Hughes Braden.
There's like some cushy beanbags and rugs on this like concrete floor. There's a rocking chair. There's a tiny little kids table. Then on the right-hand side, it's got walls built out to partition it off and be three separate artist studios.
Do you mind if we...
Yeah, let's go.
This is Artist Mother Studio. Braden used about $20,000 in grant money to transform the Washington Project for the Arts office space into a nine-week-long artist residency and daycare with some big goals.
We're like interested in changing the way society functions, if that doesn't sound too grandiose.
Here's how it works. Three women artists were selected to receive studio space and a small stipend. They bring in their kids to the studio each day and leave them with a caretaker, Danny, while they do their work. The two spaces are separated by a curtain. Catherine Mann is one of the artists.
Until this, it was just me with the kids, and I was making my work during nap time or in the middle of the night.
Now she has her own space to work. She makes large-scale abstract paintings. Her studio space is covered with paint cans, brushes, and scraps of paper.
So this is pretty revolutionary.
On the other side of the curtain, her one-year-old daughter naps, and her three-year-old son draws pictures of mushrooms with Danny.
That one.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, this one. That one is a poison.
Mann says she still can't really believe her luck.
Here's a stipend. Here's this beautiful studio. Here's labor and staff support. Here's this wonderful caretaker. I don't know. It sounds a little gushy, but that's how I feel.
Not everything runs perfectly smoothly. The kids sometimes run into the studio space because they know their moms are nearby. And the half-dozen members of the Washington Project for the Arts staff smush themselves around a communal table every day to make room for the project. Here's program manager Jordan Martin.
The hardest is being quiet during nap time. Babies. But I don't know. It feels good for that to even be a part of an art project. It just teaches you how to be a better community member.
This is the second time Braden's run Artist Mother Studio. The first time was out of a different space in Tacoma Park, D.C. She says part of her goal is to address the pressures working moms face that working dads don't.
It's just so sexist. Women artists get asked, oh, well, what are you going to do now that you have kids? Or, you know, nobody asks men these questions, whether it's in the arts or outside of the arts.
All three of the artists in the program say they have supportive partners, but they still end up doing most of the childcare. Leah Lewis says her fiance makes more money than her, so she ends up spending more time with their three-year-old son.
Before, I was kind of like cloistered in my little bubble that did not include any, you know, mom artists, so it's been really awesome. You don't feel like you're alone.
The third artist, Ann Smith, is a brand new mom, still breastfeeding her daughter, Kiko. In the beginning, it was a challenge just to drive the 20 minutes to the studio.
Kiko really didn't like being in the car seat, and she would cry the whole way, and I'd be so stressed and frazzled when I came in the door.
But then she'd have a group of women to talk to about it.
And they would say, oh yeah, we know, like, it's going to be okay, you're doing great, and that really like heals the anxiety.
Braden, the organizer, modeled the project off a similar one in Amsterdam. She hasn't heard of any other programs like it in D.C., and very few in the U.S., but she says there is a demand.
Everybody has a struggle to get to the studio, and the only way that I've been able to, like, be a parent myself, I have a two-year-old, is with community and with people either, like, reaching out or me saying, I need help.
But the program is time-intensive for her, and she says she's going to take a few months to regroup before starting another round. After the project ends, Ann Smith will start baby-proofing the studio she rents in Mount Rainier. Catherine Mann will go back to painting in her living room, and Leah Lewis will set up her supplies in her kitchen. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.